today I have a really interesting story that was posted inside one of the Facebook groups, and I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to talk through like what the issue is and how to be able to resolve it within a relationship. So it says here, it says, my boyfriend Zach has a husky named River. I came home today to find one of my 6 week old kittens that I've been fostering is unalived on the floor in the living room. Zach thinks I'm being cruel, telling him that he needs to rehome River, which is the dog. This husky has ruined 3 of my floors. Do you know how expensive it is? And my boyfriend thinks it's no big issue because the floors can be replaced. I'm the one paying for everything. I honestly need to throw Zach out of the house. I'm just here to rant. And so many of the comments were like, oh, well, you know, the floor, there was like 50-50, like, oh yeah, the floors can be replaced. And then other people were like, well, he needs to like pay for the damage that his dog is doing inside of your house, or maybe it's a rented place, whatever. And then a lot of people were like, well, if he's not willing to like respect your space, then maybe you should break up with him. And I think she just, and then some people were like, why are you posting this here? Like, what's the point of this? What do you even want? And she obviously said, like, I'm just here to rant. And so, but there is an issue here. Like, there is an issue. And as someone who has been in relationships with men who don't respect, they didn't respect me or my stuff or the work and energy that I put into things, and they were like this. And this kind of reminds me of, I grew up very country. Like, I grew up actually 50-50. My dad was like the suburban corporate ladder climber. And my mom was like the redneck, right? And so I grew up in these two different worlds, but in the redneck side, of me said, like, this reminds me of something I would have dealt with one of those boyfriends, where we may have been living in like an okay enough place, but they just didn't respect it at all. Like, I've definitely been there. I had one boyfriend who was living with me, and I owned a commercial building and had an apartment inside of it. And it was small, but he had a like 65-pound lab called, his name was Kona? Yeah, Kona. And this dog had a bladder issue, and it would literally pee itself when it was sleeping. And so we had a bed for her, but she would still lay on the floor, and she would like pee herself on the floor all the time. And I would jump up and clean it up, and he would just be like, oh yeah, Kona. And it was like, why aren't you the one jumping up to clean this up? Why aren't you scrubbing my carpets? And when we finally broke up, the dog had left, peed on the brand new carpet enough that it had totally stained a part of it where I had to cover it with a rug. Like, it was really annoying, right? And he wasn't paying rent. He was just like living with me because I cared about him and loved him at the time. And so the issue is, if she's, the way she's feeling about it is, he is being disrespectful. He is just disregarding how she feels about it and blowing it off. And it needs to be addressed, because if his dog is killing cats and she's allowing the dog to be there and allowing him to live there, and he's just like, oh, well, your cats don't matter. My dog is more important than the cats that you're fostering. That's really disrespectful, and it's really dismissive. And so over time, more resentment is going to build up to the point where there's just going to become massive blowups, or she's going to start distancing herself from the relationship, and he's going to wonder, well, why is she pulling away? I don't understand. Well, it's been months or years of this, really. And he also needs to like train his dog. And if he doesn't want to train his dog, like, why is the dog not kenneled? Why are they together? And she said, oh, the kitten was in the bathroom and the dog opened the door. And it was like, well, why not just kennel the dog? And that's a good compromise. In my current relationship, I have a dog. His name's Katrine. I adopted him in Mexico. And when Carlos and I met 2 years ago, I also had a dog. His name was Dutch. And Dutch was not going to fare very well if I took him to Mexico. And so instead of taking him with me, he stayed with a friend who had a farm, and then it just ended up working out that Dutch needed to stay there. But I wasn't going to have a dog, and then when I went to Mexico, I went to the shelter because I started missing having a dog, and I adopted a little vanilla chihuahua, and he died from Lyme disease 3 months after I got him there, which was, oh my God, that sucked. And then when I got Katrine, you know, I was like, cool, small dog, he's super friendly, like, doesn't bark too much, I can fly around with him. And then when Carlos and I got back together, Katrine was down at my mom's house. And so it was a little bit of a struggle to be like, okay, I'm going to co-mingle my dog with you. And it was a big, we had to compromise on a lot of things because as Katrine's a small dog, he always sleeps. He always sleeps with me. And Carlos doesn't want dogs in the bed, doesn't even want him in the bedroom. And so at first, he wouldn't even allow him on the couch. He's like, no dogs on the furniture, nothing. And I was like, dude, your couch is like old and the dog's not going to hurt it any more than like your kids and life on that couch has hurt it. And so we eventually got this compromise where I set up a big crate with tons of fluffy blankets for Katrine. So Katrine now sleeps in the living room in his crate with all his fluffy blankets. But he's allowed to cuddle with me on the couch and he's allowed to jump on the furniture. And you know, we found this like compromise, and that's a lot of what a relationship is. And a lot of people don't like to compromise in this day and age. There's a lot of this like, you shouldn't have to compromise if it's true love. But really, when you come together with two different people co-mingling in a space, you do have to compromise. You have to let go of things that maybe were important to you, but not as important as getting along. Right? Because in some ways, if you're not willing to let go of something, like, you know, letting your dog stay in the house and chew up the floor while you're gone, because you don't want to create it, then you're just being stubborn and actually really stupid, because eventually your dog could actually like swallow something bad and kill itself. Like, for real, huskies are not the smartest of dogs. And it seems like all huskies are very... all the huskies I've ever known are very energetic and very destructive. But again, with the replacing of the floors, why is he not offering to pay for it? Especially as a man. Like, he should be the one that is all about like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Here, I'll pay for it to replace it. Or here, I'm paying the rent. Like, just step up and be a man instead of being a little boy and be like, oh, my mom will fix it. Mommy's got it. Yeah, this issue actually was like kind of hit home for me because I've been in those situations where I'm now, as a woman, I'm now the caretaker and I'm having to take care of this like boy and his dog, and it burns you out. It burns you out. Like, I don't know who this woman is, but like, I'm sure after a while she's just going to get fed up with that relationship because that's disrespectful. Like, and dismissive. And I hate that. I hate when women have finally get the courage to come to a man and say, hey, like, this is bothering me. This is how I'm feeling about this. And then he's like, oh, well, the floor can just be replaced. Oh, well, you know, that was just that one time. Or, oh, you're always mad. You know, these dismissive comments. And it's just because they aren't able to really look at themselves and take responsibility and ownership for their role in things. And they just want to use a cop-out, like, backhanded, like, meh. So anyway, that is all for today. Thank you for watching Ask Anything Wednesday, or listening to Ask Anything Wednesday if you're listening from the podcast. You can also join this conversation live on every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, currently 10 a.m. Pacific. Inside the Dating Advice for Women Facebook group. It's very, very small right now. We just started it. I vowed I would never do another Facebook group, but here we are with the Facebook group. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I will talk to you next time with another interesting scenario.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.